Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Nobody Panic. Please come into my house, Tessa.
Thank you so much. Shall I take off my shoes?
Yes, actually, that's very kind of you.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I'll go now.
No, she's gone. Very apt beginning, because today we're doing how to be a good house guest. It was a suggestion from one of you lovely listeners. Tessa, hit us with the suggestion.
Absolutely. This one comes from Abigail. She says, I was wondering, after she says some very nice things about us, thank you, God bless you, Abigail. I was wondering if you could do an episode on being a good house guest, capital G, capital H. I know you've done an amazing episode about hosting, thank you, but I often find myself the guest at a friend's house and upon crossing the threshold, immediately start worrying about touching anything, where to leave my bag, and finding myself in a room without the host is somehow a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Any advice, greatly appreciated.
Yes. It is a tricky one. You just don't know what to do with yourself half the time. And also as well, that I think there are lots of things, like with hosting, which we've done, which is obviously the complete opposite, but like, the idea that what you might be like, that's fine, might make someone else feel uncomfortable. So and it's similar to if you live with someone and you spend your whole time being like, that was fine. And then you realise years later, oh my God, I made a massive faux pas, you know? So it's kind of good to know the sort of general etiquette, I think.
What, you think you at the time you thought it was fine, then years later you think, oh dear.
I think so, yeah. Like when we were talking about how to be a good host, and I was like, I've realised during that episode that when I host, I'm like, yeah, I don't know, whatever, like, do whatever you like, to try and create a kind of chill out, chilled atmosphere. But actually, people don't feel like they can, for example, ask for a cup of tea. You've got to offer stuff, whereas I don't really offer. Now I do. But for a long time, I'd just be like, well, if they want something, they'll ask, because they know it's chill.
Yeah.
But people don't know it'd be chill. So you've got to, like, so with house guests,
it be chill. You're absolutely right. Yes, you're absolutely right. Though I think you're a fine and amiable host.
I think I'm better now, but the shadow, my partner, did have to continually be like, when people come around, you have to say, do you want to drink a glass of water? You have to say that. Because the amount of times, like, he would come in and I'd be, like, with a friend, like you, for example, or my parents or sort of friend, and he'd come in and go, like, oh, does anyone want a glass of water? And they'd be like, oh, my God, yes, I'm really thirsty. And we're like, we've been sat here for an hour.
So, right, yeah.
But that also maybe is the first tip of being a house guest. Do not feel like you can't ask for things like a glass of water.
It is lovely to have somebody in your house who's like, this is what I want, please. And
yeah.
You're like, oh, yes, let's do that. Because I think often you say, what would you like to drink? And they say, what have you got?
In case you go, tea, and they go, we actually don't have any tea in there.
Well, it's such a, I recently saw the lovely comedian, Esther Manito. I'd never seen her before. She was so funny. She is married to a British husband. She grew up in Britain, but she is half Lebanese. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about bringing her husband to Lebanon to meet her family for the first time. And that they said, like, what, they said, would you like a coffee as soon as he arrived? And he said, only if you're having one. Mm-hmm. And her family were like, what?
Why?
And when you break it down, you're like, what an insane thing to say.
I will not drink anything unless you match me.
And yes, or also you drink it.
Yeah.
You know? And like her grandma, like, endlessly bringing him food and being like, please.
But I don't want, I'm not going to eat. Is that okay?
You know, it's like being like, would you like seconds? Be like, only if you're, we have, only if you're having seconds.
It is
like,
a tense thing to say. It is mad.
And it is, it's so British and it's so bad. And, you know.
The fact that we feel strange going into someone's house and saying, like, you know, could I possibly have a tap water? out of your tap that is free. Psychotic.
When people come, my mum, people say like, often they say like, is what's open? You know, if you're like offering a wine.
Yeah.
And then my mum always says like, if it's not open, it soon will be, you know?
Lovely way to put it.
A way of being like, that's, yeah, it will be open, you know?
Everything's technically open.
Everything's
technically
open.
It's just yet to be open.
But also like, your wine's your wine. Like, it's not like this is a 100-year-old thing from the cellar that we happen to be enjoying now if you would like a glass as you happen to walk in.
Yeah.
It's like...
And also, that is an instance where the host has offered you something. The host would not be offering you some wine if they were like, oh God, I don't actually want them to take me up on it. We're now in a situation where even when the host says, would you like this, you feel stressed. So I've started, we'll get into the adult thing of the week next, but I've started really saying in my head when someone offers me something, like they wouldn't offer me it if they didn't want me to take it. Like, so, and rather than being like, oh, like if someone goes, would you like some wine? Then caveating it by being like, only if it's open. It's like, you don't need to caveat it. They've literally offered you a thing. Just go, yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. Anyway, let's
say what you want.
Say what you want, and listen to our voices in your heads, just going, they've offered it to you for a reason.
Yeah, like, just think how annoying it is when someone comes around to yours and says like, "Oh no, nothing, thank you, I don't mind."
Whatever. Sushi.
But
a roast
as soon
dinner.
As someone comes and says, "Oh, I'd love a glass of water," you're like, "Thank God, I have a task. I feed you. Yes. I am your host. Here we go.
Feed you the water.
I feed you the water."
Let's pop a pin in this and just sort of relax, take some deep breaths. I've got actually a sore back from this first
the anxiety
section.
Of it all.
Because also we're being very like, do this, do that. I do all of the things that we're saying you shouldn't do. Let's do what's the most grown-up thing, most adult thing we've done this week. Regular feature, in case anyone's just started listening. I found someone messaged me today saying that they are a very new listener. Mm. And the first episode they listened to that got them in, how to understand what a wall is.
Yes.
And they said, I knew that was the episode for me. And they've been listening since then. So look.
But did they search walls?
I didn't ask. I just said, Tessa would love to know that. And listen, she said, I'll send her a message on Instagram. So I thought I'd tell you directly because you'll never read it.
Definitely the one. Thank you so much. Oh, they sent me a message on Instagram, have they?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, no. Not for grandma.
Yeah, it's fine.
She won't.
Grandma doesn't understand.
She doesn't look. It has got the most love of people writing about it quite a bit.
Yeah,
I've got a lot of messages. It's very nice.
It's a great episode.
Thank
anyway,
you so
right.
Much.
The most adult thing you've done this week, Tessa.
Well, I suppose it's a wall.
You got hands covered in paint.
Yeah, I suppose I should address the fact that I arrived and Steve went, oh no.
What's that?
What's that?
I thought something bad had happened. But then I saw the whole, because basically, if you look at one, it was one singular pinky was out and I was like, oh God, it looks like some sort of medical emergency.
It does,
but then the whole hand, obviously it's paint, when you spanned the hand span, it was quite clear.
There's paint everywhere, but there's also paint in my hair.
Yeah,
there's
all
paint
boobs.
All over my knees
and thighs. These Jesus
nice.
Christ.
I was painting in my shorts yesterday, so it's all, it's absolutely everywhere.
Right.
I painted a bit.
Yes.
And I thought about putting down newspaper.
Mm, good one.
But didn't.
Right.
And it was a mistake.
Have you done the floor already?
Yes, Stevie. It's all right. It was, important point, water-based paint. So
what does that mean?
It means that you can get it off the floor.
With a little bit of spirit.
No, you don't need spirit. White spirit is pure alcohol. The smell of it when it, you know, that's for an oil-based paint. Mm-hmm. So that's what you need to get that off.
Great
but
tip.
A water-based paint will come off with just water.
What's the point of painting your wall in water-based paint? Does it not just come off?
As soon as it rains. Well, you wouldn't use it outside, but inside you wouldn't.
So if you spill a bit of water...
I've thrown
beakers of water over walls.
It wouldn't just drip. It wouldn't... No.
It wouldn't
Sorry.
Just drip off.
It just like... With a lot of scrubbing.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Like
it
a microfiber cloth or something.
Oh, you need that microfiber cloth. Oh, okay. Baby. So I have got all the paint off the floor.
Right.
But when I was doing it, I was crouched on the floor and I thought, I'm going to tell the listeners about this tomorrow and I'm going to say, do put the newspaper down.
Listen to the little wizard on your shoulder saying you're going to want to put newspaper down.
Well, that's
down.
The thing. I thought like, I sometimes, as an attempt to be better at things, I've been pretending I'm like on Blue Peter and people are watching and I'm showing them.
And you're not putting newspaper down. That's the, conclusion.
No, but I did in that time. I thought, come on. If you were on Blue Peter, of course you would say, we make our area tidy, we move everything. You know, you don't just climb over the telly.
Did you not move any of your furniture or anything?
No.
Oh, Tessa.
It's all right. Nothing got on anything. That's good. I did, as I was climbing over the telly, I was balancing quite precariously to get something. And I was like, I think if I fall now and I fall and I die and the television comes down as well, and when they find this crime scene, everyone will be so angry with me for what I was doing, you know?
I'd be furious at you.
Furious.
On the podcast with the new host I'd got in.
Yeah, right. Being like, forget her. Just forget her. She was so cross with her. She
7 years of doing this podcast and she doesn't figure it out.
She'd move her, clear her workspace, and then she straddled the television and balanced on the chest of drawers like a fucking moron. Anyway, so it was an important moment, and I will now, going forward, be taking care of my workspace.
That's so...
Go on. What's yours?
Mine's very simple. I think I'm going to tell you, and then I might suggest that we do an episode about it at some point when I'm further down the line. It's quite specific. Booked my civil partnership ceremony.
Oh my God!
Yeah. So not the, because don't worry, you'd know if it was the party that everyone's being invited to. This is just me and my partner, the shadow.
Going to the town hall?
Going to a town hall, do a registry office, and one of those moments where you go, I was like, I'll sort that out today, and was like, I don't even know what it is, and how am I supposed to do, I can't do this, I'll wait until he comes in. And I was like, hang on, he doesn't know how to do this either. And also, absolute, you know, real stupid people can get married. Like, come on, Stevie. So then I just Googled it, and then like, and then figured it out, and then was like, oh, but do this. And I was like, just call them and ask your questions, because that's literally what they're there for. So I just called and worked out that it's actually quite simple. But then within, you know, one phone call, I was like saying things like, well, we've given our notice, now we've got to like book the venue and Thursday. And you sound like you know what you're doing.
Look,
it just takes
one
call. Like with everything, you Google something, you call the person, and then you know what you're doing.
10 minutes later, you're an expert.
So, yeah, absolute expert. So what I probably will do is maybe it'd be good to do like a little episode on it at some point where I can be like, don't do that because you'll pay twice.
Oh my God, how exciting. I don't know anything about it.
Anyway, right.
More on that. A happy occasion.
How to be a good house guest.
And perhaps from there, you go and stay with somebody right afterwards.
Perhaps we do.
Perhaps you go on a little travelling honeymoon or something.
A travelling mini moon.
And you're like, oh, I know who we'll go and see.
A moonlet.
A little moonlet. And you're like, oh, we'll go and see Auntie Janet.
Go and see Auntie Janet.
Oh,
Auntie Janet,
God.
She's a great host. But I'm a terrible house guest. What are you like as a house guest?
I think I'm all right because...
Mm-hmm. I'd say that. Whenever you've come round, you're quite chill. You may err on the side of like, whatever, maybe.
Definitely.
But you are very nice to have you. You do the same thing as me, I think, where you sort of like, don't take your bag off.
Right.
You know?
Just backpacks on.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the only thing that I feel like we're very similar. Because often I'll go to someone's house in an hour and I'm like, they'll be like, are you staying? Yeah, like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, right.
I've done the thing where I've just sat in my coat.
Well, it's not obvious where to put your coat, is it?
Yes.
I think,
which is number
I'm
one.
I'm very polite because my parents really drilled into me, like, when you go to somebody's house, make your bed, clear the table, you know, do the dishes.
Even if you're not staying over, just make a bed.
Just go, go into their room, make your parents' bed, you know. Put a little truffle on the pillow. And I'm like, don't invite that girl from school round again, please.
She's got truffles in her pocket.
She's a nightmare.
Put it on the bed.
Maybe my little maid's cart, just doing all the bedrooms. No, if you've gone to stay the night at somebody's house, or you know, you make the bed, you clear the table offers, you do all this stuff. And so I was just very focused basically on being like a live-in maid.
Yes.
And not really on being sort of like good company. And so it took me...
You just get that, you silently start hoovering.
Yeah,
and
well,
then you
just
leave.
I don't know. I was so, that's what they really focused me on. But I suppose as a child, you don't focus on being sparkling company and asking for what you want. You know, it's about like being polite and well behaved. But I understand the anxiety 100% of like, where do I put?
Well, the first thing, maybe if we go through it chronologically,
absolutely.
The idea that we both keep our coats on is the where to put your coat thing. It's so funny, isn't it? Because like, I mean, I still do it. And I was just thinking then, yeah, what actually could you do in that situation? It's like, you just say, where shall I put my coat? And then you put it there.
Because no matter where you choose, somebody will be like, oh, bag in the hall,
is it? Or you'll just watch them. And actually, that's the other thing as well. I don't mind, like, when someone comes and, like, pops their coat on the chair, I know that we've got a little cupboard that has coats in. They don't know that. So I'll, like, take their coat and pop it in the cupboard, thinking, that's fine, not realising that in their head they're probably going, oh my God,
committed
a major faux pas.
I didn't put the coat in the cupboard.
And how would you know? But also, when you're a house guest, just immediately, I think the first thing you say after hi is, shoes on or off? And I really do that very badly. I will, because I don't really care about the shoes on or off things. I've got wood floors and a rent. So it's like, I do that and I will walk in and then someone go, oh, do you mind picking your shoes off?
Yes.
And you immediately, you've started off on quite literally the wrong foot. Absolutely. A nude one.
And it's the wrong foot and the foot is dirty.
The foot's dirty.
I think similarly, grew up in a house in the countryside, everyone was just constantly tracking mud and an animal into the house.
Yeah.
So, like, there was no way it was ever going to be a shoes-off household.
I would have thought the opposite. I would have thought because you're constantly tracking mud and an animal that everyone's constantly in the country taking their shoes off.
It's but actually, very aggressively, it's weirdly, no shoes up the stairs. So
okay,
that's the thing. So that there is this, like, don't track the mud up the carpet stairs, but the crossing the threat.
Free-for-all.
Free-for-all into the, because the kitchen was always stone floor or stone or what I don't know, wasn't it
granite?
Carpet. Granite.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it just the earth?
Yeah. Soil, a dead
it's
animal.
Just soil.
Yeah.
I don't know. So like the ground floor was all like you just never crossed anyone's mind, I think, to take their shoes off as soon as they crossed the door. Mm. But I wouldn't have then gone upstairs. Then I'm quite like, don't take the shoes upstairs.
That's
how vulgar. So you've got, I think, whatever age you are now, I'm sorry, but the door has closed psychologically for you about what you feel about where shoes should and not should not go.
Yeah, if someone says, oh, it's actually shoes off, don't answer back. It's fine on the ground floor, but I would never track them up the stairs.
Exactly. Exactly. It's such, yeah, you don't have to explain to people what your personal line on shoes is.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit. But you, whatever yours currently is now,
yeah,
you just need to recalibrate it all the way to the front door.
Absolutely. Shoes on or off. And then you don't start feeling, oh, God, I've done the wrong thing. Or they don't feel weird.
Shall we say, it's simply shoes off.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, okay.
Because if it's shoes on or off, it's a bit like when you're on a date and the bar lady says to the person paying that you ask for a gin and tonic, and then the bar lady looks at the person paying and says single or double. And then it feels, I mean, it's not really the same, is it? But it has this
I'm trying to work it out.
You know how it has this like slightly passive aggressive edge of like,
interesting.
There's no right answer here.
Well, it puts the onus on the host.
Yeah, either you say single and you look cheap, or you say like
double and you're a drunk.
And you're a drunk.
Like, but shoes on or off is like, I wouldn't say that's a judgmental question. Because if it's off, you're like, okay, fine. If it's on, you're like, all right, fine.
But I think it has some stuff around it.
Interesting. Okay, yeah.
Because if I say, oh, and I keep your shoes on, I look like a pig.
The thing is, oh, right. But the thing is,
I keep your shoes on. If I say, shoes off, please, I look like a...
But if I say, keep your shoes on... Well, okay, I'm coming at this from... Also, the entire episode is going to be on this question. I'd say the most pivotal question.
We haven't even crossed the threshold.
Yeah. No, we haven't even... Yeah, I'm still outside.
We're outside waiting to come in. Discussing when the door emotionally closed for you on shoes on or off.
The issue is that I will often... Not actually... You know what? Less often than I used to, but throughout my entire 20s, when someone said to me, can you take your shoes off? I'd be absolutely fine with it, but I'd have this flash of panic of like, am I wearing the sock where my toes... poking out.
Yeah.
Or what if when I put my sock on this morning it was fine, but now it's not? Or what if, like, I don't know, it's a hot day and I'm like, now my feet smell and I feel really embarrassed.
Absolutely.
So if I'm wearing stilettos or something, and obviously, but if I'm wearing, like, you know, comfy trainers or something and I go shoes on or off and they go, oh, you can keep them on, that's fine. That's kind of a relief for me.
Okay.
I get very stressed about shoes off situations sometimes. Especially if I'm wearing like heels and I'm not wearing socks and I like haven't painted my toenails or they look like gnarled wizard's feet.
Your little hobbit feet.
Because I actually hate my feet.
Right.
So whereas you would be barefoot every day. Like, you're very happy. You've got very nice feet.
They are elegant.
You know,
extremely long, like an Edward Gorey drawing. They're absolutely grotesque. They're the longest feet you've ever seen.
No, mine are longer. I'm a size 8. Like, I've got...
But mine are so long and thin and elegant, aren't they?
Yeah, they're lovely.
And yours are like a hobbit.
Oh, God. All right, so yeah, I've got man feet, which is, you know, an issue.
We're still waiting on the doorstep.
Can we say shoes on or off?
The host answers the door.
Yeah, I go, shoes on or off?
No, we look straight at their feet without looking them in the eye.
We match them.
We match them.
Okay, I'm going to push back on this.
Push back.
Who wears shoes when in the house where they live in it? You don't walk around in your own house. You don't get up, put shoes on, and just walk around your house. So I just think, look, I feel like if you really put yourself in this situation, I'm coming around to your flat.
Yeah.
I go, is it shoes on or off? Do you feel attacked? Genuinely.
Absolutely not. But when I say, keep your shoes on, I do feel like a pig.
Okay, well, we can't, right?
We can't resolve
this.
No, but also, if you just arrived and took your shoes off immediately and got your feet...
you know what?
Shall I take my shoes off as well?
Hang on, wait a minute. You're the host and you're in shoes.
I've often got my shoes on, yeah.
Right, okay, so we're getting into this. Basically, God, it's a minefield. It's possible that we've brought too much energy. Neuroses
okay,
here.
So nice and casually. Okay, everyone. I hope this is helping your anxiety, Abigail.
Jesus, no, it's
okay,
not.
Okay, so you get to the threshold, you say, hello.
Hello.
Should I take my shoes off? No ulterior motive, no energy to that, nothing else going on.
Yeah, you're not crying as you say it.
You check what their vibe, yeah. You check if the floor looks like it's like a white, you know, yeah, marble floor, or if it has a more of just a bare floorboards, Victorian
marble floor.
You know, is everyone walking around in those blue little museum, you know, things that they put on? Are you in a museum? You know, so just style it out, but try and do it with no of this panic that we've brought you.
No,
it simply doesn't matter. Nobody cares. No one's
unless they do care. But even though you'd feel like a pig, I think for a second you probably would feel fine. Whatever energy the guest brings, the host feels.
Yeah.
So if you go, is it shoes on or off? Oh, Lord, I've got man hobbit feet.
Yeah.
That's immediately bringing too much energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
If the host goes, off, but I feel like a pig. No, keep it on, but I feel like a pig saying that. That's weird
that's
too.
That's weird as well.
So everyone just say what they want.
Yeah.
And if you feel that you go like, it's all right if you take them off, if you take them off, that's fine. So, like, the host, whatever the response is, whatever the questions, and this is a theme running through this entire episode, it's at face value. It's nothing. There's no weirdness going
on. There's no weirdness going on
underneath.
It's simply a question.
You get the energy, you give back.
Yeah.
And what we'll be giving out as guests is
confidence.
Casual, calm, assertive confidence.
Casual, calm, confidence. The three C's.
The three C's.
The three C's of being a guest.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay,
right.
We've crossed the threshold.
So we're going to be presuming that you're staying with...
We're staying the night.
You're staying the night. What will you have brought with you?
My overnight bag.
Your overnight bag. The overnight bag is going to have your toiletries. So you're not going to presume to be able to use their toothpaste, their towel. You're going to bring... Because, of course, they may have towels, but... Oh Lord, what's happened? They've had a big day and they haven't been able to provide the towels. Now they're freaking out. Mm. So you bring a small towel, you bring your own toothpaste, you bring all the stuff that you need, and don't presume that they'll be able to provide you with anything, because that's like just a nice base level.
If, however, they say, here's your towel, and it's clear they've made a swan towel.
You don't I've brought my own towel, I don't need your swan.
You just say, oh my God, absolutely lovely.
Yeah,
and you simply move it, you know.
Yeah.
They, all they wanted was you to say their towel looked lovely. They don't really care if you use it or not. Obviously, they'd rather you didn't, you know, rub your butt on their swan.
No, again,
but you just,
say... No, this is the whole thing. If they've given you a towel, can use their towel.
You can
you
use their towel.
You don't feel bad. I went to a Premier Inn recently and felt bad using their towel. What the fuck was I doing?
Yeah,
they provided the fucking towel.
They provided the towel.
I thought, only been here for one night. I shouldn't be using three towels. I'd got out of the shower. I'd put one down, one for my body. I'd washed my hair. I needed to use the third one
of
my head. Felt terrible. No, it's there for your usage.
Use them. Use the goddamn towels.
Dismantle that swan.
Okay, so you've got your bag on.
Yeah.
And the first thing we're going to say is...
Where shall I put my bag?
Where shall I put my bag? Perfect.
And then they go, here. And then, oh my God, you're in, you're part of the family,
you're in,
you're part of the furniture.
You're in. If
do a shit on the floor.
You've shat on the floor, it's perfect. They're cleaning up with their show towel, it's perfect. Where should I put my bag? If they say, oh God, I'd be like, not to worry. Shut, you know, if their energy,
if they don't know where you can put that your coat, you're going to have to take control of the situation.
You take control of the situation.
Where do you put your coat? I can't imagine anyone would go, I don't know, when asked.
Well,
that.
Me currently, but only because the house is such a mess, I don't know where anything goes.
That makes sense.
You know, but so right now I'd be like, but I'd say balance your bag on...
on that builder.
On that builder. See if he'll carry it around for you. But yeah, they must know where to put it. Be like, pop it in your room. Let's put it in there for you, you know?
Yes.
So it's, where number two, where shall I put my bag?
Then the host will probably offer you some stuff.
Yeah. So it's the shoes are off, the coat's down, the bag is down. You know? So we've dealt with it. Where to leave my bag? Wherever the host says after you ask them.
Yes.
You know? We're asking questions. We're constantly asking questions. Yeah. CCCQ. Calm, confident, collected?
No, that wasn't it.
Bloody
what was
hell.
It? Oh, okay.
I think it's collected.
It wasn't.
And then Q, questions.
Yeah, fine. Fine. That was. Oh, it was actually calm, confident, and assertive.
No, it can't have been. Don't we called it the three C's. Cool, calm, confident, and collected. Four
and,
C's.
And
try and remember
the
them all. Where's your bag? Okay, great. You put your bags down, the coat's down. We've dealt with the hallway. Frankly, we've absolutely fucking smashed that.
Now you're going to compliment their house or flat.
See, compliment.
Always. Even if I've arrived, the builder's wearing my coat, the host has got upset because they feel like a pig saying, keep your shoes
on.
There's nowhere for me to sleep. What are you going to say? It's like, oh, I love what you're doing.
Genuinely, my parents had to build their bed on their arrival.
With a flat back furniture.
Well, I haven't got a bed.
So you're going to...
Compliment.
Yeah, so you're going to find something. I think Vitessa would probably be like, oh, lovely windows, bringing in a lot of light. Mm. Or, so what are you doing? Are you knocking this through?
Yeah.
That's going to look great.
Yeah.
Like, just one little, in fact, actually, I did it to my friend's flat the other day and he called me up on it because I went, this is lovely. We hadn't even gone in yet.
Yeah, exactly. So I definitely remember going to collect a sofa off Freecycle. Mm. And weirdly, I was so anxious going to this woman's house that the moment the door even opened a crack, I went, what a beautiful home.
Yeah.
So those are coming last, dealing with the hallway, the bags are down, and now we're phasing in the compliments.
Yes, now are you taking in the scenery.
Oh, you've actually taken some time to admire and the compliments are real.
Yes.
Real and true.
And to be aware as well, because obviously we're giving you all these things to say, the host will now, you know, be responsive to what the host is saying. So the host might now offer you something. And when they offer you something, you know, it sounds crazy, but like we were saying before, take it. Like, you
take it.
Don't only say that you will take it if they also have one. In that situation, I'd be like, okay, no one else wants a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no one else wants that sort of drink. Okay, so I won't ask for that. It's like, no, like if you want one, and it's the same thing with, you know, things like food and stuff. If the host offers you a snack but they're not really eating, but and you're hungry, she'd be like, yeah, great, thanks. That'd be lovely. I think what's always nice is that the host is always going to have certain things in, like obviously unless it's, you know, that they're not because they're renovating, in which case you can be like, shall we order in?
Or
like,
just an idiot. I've never.
You're
been able
not
to
an
do
idiot.
It.
It's absolutely fine. But being like a bit of toast or like if you've got some yogurt, like anything.
An old iceberg lettuce.
If you've got an old iceberg lettuce. Because if you get the ball rolling and then the host kind of knows the vibe of what you're after. But if you do want, like, you know, if you've been travelling to see them and you know the train didn't have the little trolley and you're really hungry, you like don't feel bad saying like, yeah, I wasn't able to eat, like is there anything simple? And then if you say, is there anything simple, the host goes, great, okay, and then the host will just start offering you the things that they have and then you can pick from that selection.
Yeah, if they're offering the things, have it. If you truly don't want one, don't have it, but maybe there's something else that you would like, so that they aren't constantly being like this. I once years ago brought a friend to a large family do thing. Then I had to leave them there.
Oh,
and they were doing, I went off both and I left them to do some work in the, I don't know. And I was like, just so you know, my family will constantly offer you things and it will be easier for everyone if you just accepted the first one. Okay? So like, just have whatever they come in with.
Throw it in the bin.
And
just
keep tipping it into that pot plant.
Yeah.
You know? So I come back and he's got an Aperol spritz, you know, on the go.
Excellent.
And I was like, you don't mind? I was like, no, I hate them. But I was offered it. Then, because if you stay like, no, thank you, I don't want it. And they're like, well, tea? Coffee?
Yeah, what can I do?
Water.
Go for a tap water. Because we always need to hydrate.
What do you
if you don't want anything, get a tap water.
So just accept the love that has been given as a host, receive it, take it, have it, just have, you know, have the Aperol spritz, throw it away. Next on her list is finding myself in a room without the host.
One of the best phrases, I think, if you're staying with someone for a few days or like a week or just one night, and the host that you know is not there, and maybe, like, I don't know, their dad's there or doing something with it. I think that, like, a really good phrase is like, so what are we doing? You know, like, so like walking in, someone's watching a film. What's this? Like, if someone's like in the kitchen making something, like, can I help out? Like, I think giving yourself, making yourself useful or just joining in with what the person is doing is like the kind of key to like most awkward situations, because then you join in watching the golf with their dad. The brother is like, I don't know, fixing something or playing something or on, like, and you just ask what they're doing, and then immediately you're just like part of the general group situation.
And I would say this is a good point when we're like, you've food, you drink, you've asked for your things, but then if like someone's just watching the golf, watch the golf with them.
Yeah,
you know? Amiable. Then they'll hand you the channel flicker and be like, watch, put whatever you want. And you're like, I don't really care.
This is great.
I'm happy just to hang out. You know? Also, like, once I went to, when I was about 15, I don't know where all my family had gone, but everyone was out and I'd been left to fend for myself.
It's like home alone.
I know.
You were 15.
I was 15. I was only for a night. Anyway, I don't know where everyone was. I had been left with food to cook for myself, but instead I walked quite a while to somebody else's house in the village, and I didn't call ahead or anything. I just showed up at dinner time.
Number one, don't do that.
Well, they've known me since I was born,
I'm joking,
so I thought it was absolutely fine.
They
have children my age. Everyone was out except for the dad, who I have known my whole life. And he was like, hello, are you hungry? I was like, yes. So he gave me spaghetti bolognese. And then he was watching the rugby or the golf or something. And I made us watch Mean Girls. And he talks about it to this day, you know? So
that's
like,
very sweet.
It was nice. And then after I finished my spaghetti, I went home. And then he finished Mean Girls on his own.
Funny.
It was on the telly and he finished watching. But like, so I think it, you know, you don't have to be like, I want to watch this now. There's no film or thing, or unless it was like, oh, the Wimbledon final is on right this second or whatever. Yeah. Can we just finish watching it? There's nothing on the world that's going to be as good as just being like, oh, I'm happy to do whatever we're doing in this house. So don't stress. And if, and you know, just join in. And if they all do leave you there, that's sort of fun. I mean, how long they're going to leave you? Don't stress about being alone. It's fine. Just sit as though you would in your own.
Yeah, get your laptop
house.
Out. When you've arrived, you've probably got like your phone or a laptop. Just like use the time to do something if you're on your own. You don't have to like start. I think it's weird if you start like tidying or you're cleaning their house and they're not there. Obviously, don't like use their laptop or use like, you know, pick up those things. But like, keep yourself busy, and it's not weird to read a book of theirs. Like, that's not weird. Unless if it's in the living room, don't go. And I think one of the things is don't go into people's bedrooms when they're not in, because that is weird.
Yep.
Yeah, there's very little that you can do, I think, that is terrible. And when the host has left you to your own devices, they will definitely say like, help yourself to whatever's in the cupboard. And then what will happen is you will sit there for 8 hours and starve. And you actually can help yourself to something.
Help
in
yourself,
the cupboard.
That's what they're asking
make
you
a sandwich,
to do. Do it.
And they will feel really, clean up after yourself, obviously, make sure you do that. But they will feel really, it's a nice feeling to feel like you've, because they will have got stuff in, especially knowing that you're there.
Mm.
To feel like someone's made use of it and they haven't just sat there feeling upset the whole day.
No, they want you to have a nice time. Have a nice time. And then like, and I would say, it won't feel passive aggressive if you do the tidying. People will appreciate that. Like, obviously don't tidy rooms that you're not in, you know?
Yeah, tidy up after yourself rather than tidy up their stuff.
But also, like, you know, if there's been dinner, do the dishes, put the stuff away, like clean stuff up.
Dishes is a good one to do.
If you've been there this the night, you are the guest, like it's not really on you, but if you're staying there for a little bit, like obviously just be like a functioning member of the household.
Yeah, offering to pitch in for groceries and stuff if you're staying more than like two nights, I think is a good thing. Like just
Tom Coates' favourite dead fish rule.
What's that?
The dead fish in the house. One day, bit of fun. 2 days, starts to smell.
Yeah, I remember this.
Remember the fish?
Because I fundamentally cannot get my head around how one day of a dead fish is a bit of fun.
I think the phrase is actually just like, it's fine. I don't know. It's. I think the phrase is just like, having a guest is like having a dead fish in the house. After 3 days, it starts to smell.
Right,
I don't think there's a clear reference on day one, bit of fun.
Right, sure. Okay, that's actually the only bit that I didn't understand. Okay, I understand that. Yeah. It's just, it's there because the dead fish, you presumably you're going to eat it within 3 days. But after 3 days, is, yeah, you're like, we need to throw this fish out. But if that dead fish started paying for groceries, I'm happy
absolutely
to keep
fine.
That dead
fish. It's not science matters, it's not a dead fish. And so think of the five C's and never forget them.
And the Q, possibly the W. Where is my coat?
Where's
C again?
Coat, calm, cool, collected, coat, compliment.
Q
for questions.
Obviously it's etiquette to send a handwritten note after you've left. But I think the modern version, if you're not a sort of 1900s aristocracy, is I think it's always nice to, when you leave a little, like if you've got a little gift, if you've stayed there for more than one night, like mm-hmm. a bottle of wine or something, and a little, find a post-it or a piece of paper and write a fun note. Yeah. And leave it on the bed that you have stripped for them.
Oh, gorgeous.
And all of the stuff folded up and all of the things kept nice, so they don't have to strip the bed for you, with the towel that you've used on top, and then your bottle of wine or your chocolates or whatever you've like thought ahead to buy, and a little note saying thank you so much. And I think then you've left and people are like, that is good housekeeping.
That's so
also
good,
as
yeah.
well, if they haven't accepted your help at all, any financial, like I'll help with the groceries, and you stayed like a week or something, always quite nice to leave like some cash with the note as well, to be like, and that you're having this. And then they're like, oh, isn't
oh.
you? Oh my God. Like yeah. that's the big send off finale.
If you're a teenager, I would say, and you're saying with adults, yeah. you can avoid the cash
you
one.
You don't have to do the cash.
And then you're like, okay, £20.
Of course, even just a note. Yeah.
Don't worry. Don't stress about the cash part. But if these are your peers
yeah.
and they've been,
if
you know,
if you can, and you've said a long time.
And if you can, and then be like, here's to contribute to this or whatever. Mm. But if, you know, don't, the cash
don't
is
it. Panic.
Don't
yeah, panic. Sorry about that. Nobody panic.
Going into the guest bedroom after they have left mm. and seeing that is a mess is such a like,
yeah.
they didn't even make their bed, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, God. But oh, when it's stripped and you didn't ask them to do it, and then there's a little note, oh, you're like, oh, come anytime. Come
and
anytime.
It does not
dream.
Take that much to do that when you actually think about it. It's really a very simple thing to do. So hopefully that helps, Abigail, and anyone listening. I actually think that was quite a good episode, if I may
say
so myself.
I think so too.
The shoes took up most of it, but it was an important lesson and an important backbone of being a guest, isn't it? Please do email us nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com if you have a suggestion for a future episode, you have a quandary you would like us to sort for you, or at nobodypanicpod on Twitter. And just, you know, have a nice week, I suppose.
Yeah, have a lovely week. Hope you're going to stay with somebody. And if yeah. you do, be a good guest.
Be a good guest.
And it's mostly just you being calm.
Mm.
God bless you.
Goodbye.
Well, goodbye. Thank you for staying. Come anytime.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.